I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. It's been a lovely summer. I wish I could say abroad, but right here in the good old USA, I had a chance to visit some family. There's a new member of my family. One of my nieces had a baby. Now I'm a great aunt, and she's just an adorable little thing. She loves her Auntie Siobhan, so that's all great. And so I'm back on the air with a series of planned episodes. Today's episode is how to negotiate a fee dispute with a client. Before we get to that, though, I want to give you a heads up on some upcoming content. I will be interviewed by a book blog about my new book, 52 Sales Tips and How to Use Them. Michael Diamond has a really cool blog, and so the interview will appear in print on his blog, and it will be here orally on the Sales for Lawyers podcast. I'm also going to do a podcast episode in the next couple of weeks based upon a request or a question that was posed to me on Twitter about how to follow up with leads once your prospecting tools have gotten you a lead. You know the person's interested, but they haven't actually contacted you to set a meeting. You've got to go out and engage with them yourself in order to get them to the point where they're ready to have a meeting. So how to turn that initial interest that you know that they have into a sales call. That'll be an upcoming podcast episode. Finally, with the planning issue for Lawyers Only Business Development Magazine coming out for the fourth quarter, we're going to have a companion podcast episode dealing with matching your business development strategy to your firm size. So that's the upcoming content. Let's now get into how to negotiate a fee dispute. The first thing I want to say about fee disputes, and I'm not going to pull any punches here, if there is a dispute about your fee, it is your fault. It is something that you did wrong during the sales conversation at the onset of the relationship to cause this fee dispute now at the end of this representation or this transaction. Why do I know it's your fault? Because fee disputes are the result of a failure to understand client expectations. If you had properly ascertained what your client expected from this client relationship, there would be no dispute about your fee. Your bill would have been paid without its becoming an issue because the client would have gotten exactly what they bargained for and they would have been happy about it. Now, I think I know what you're thinking. Some people are just cheap. They always want a discount. They always negotiate down your fee. No, that happens at the beginning when you're having a sales conversation and deciding what the fee is going to be based upon what the services are that are going to be rendered. Fee disputes don't happen at the end unless you've done something wrong. Think about it. If you're selling B2B, this is likely a recurring service opportunity. It's a recurring relationship. The client wants to know about future opportunities, and they want consistently good service. And they know that if they become the kind of client who that's viewed as cheap or a deadbeat, that they're not going to get the best performance from you in the future. So if they're disputing the bill at the end, it's because they didn't get what they expected. So the way to negotiate a fee dispute is to go back and do what you should have done in the beginning, and that's peel back and ascertain client expectations. Your conversation at this point should be centered around what the client expected that you failed to deliver on. Maybe something came up during the course of the representation that added complexity and therefore expense to the representation, but you didn't stop and tell the client at that time that this was going to change the quote that you originally gave. Or maybe the client didn't tell you the relevant information that you needed at the beginning of the relationship because you didn't extract it properly during the sales conversation. And then this new information added to the expense of the project. When that new information came to light, you should have had another sales conversation and said, hey, we didn't discuss this up front. Now we have a different situation than we originally planned for. But because you didn't say anything at that point, you maybe thought it was implied or that the client should have known that this changed things. And rather than just saying it, hey, this changes things. And now the bill's ready and the client's saying, wait, I thought that, you know, this was all included and now there's this other amount on the bill. So how do you handle it now from where you are? You want to recognize that it may not really be the money, the amount of your fee, that's the problem. It may be a budget issue. It may be a feeling that they didn't get what they paid for, that the outcome that they received isn't worth what they agreed to because it's not the full outcome. In either of those events, the client has the money, but they don't want to give it to you, either because it's going to cause a problem for them internally because they're over budget or because they don't think you deserve it. In their mind, it may be a case of reduced outcomes necessitating a reduced fee. As you can see, in both of those instances, there just hasn't been a meeting of the minds between the lawyer and the client, the two contracting parties. So what now, right? Well, the first temptation that lawyers have is to just reduce the fee and be bitter about the fact that they couldn't collect all the money that they promised their partners that they were going to collect or that they feel like they earned. But reducing the fee that you feel like you've earned shouldn't be the starting point of this negotiation. Try something different. Try having a sales conversation now. Find out what's driving this dispute. Is it a problem with the budget? Is it a problem with your services? Ask the question, you know? Here's how I handle a fee dispute, or how I would handle a fee dispute if I still got them. I'd start by asking what number they were expecting. Then I'd apologize about the lack of clarity regarding what the real number would be. Sort of in a customer's always right kind of attitude. You were expecting a different number, were you not? I see. I apologize for not having been clear about the complexity of the issue up front. Would you mind telling me what your expectation was? You see how we're having this conversation now? This is the sales conversation we're having. And then I'd go on and ask, you know, whether this fee dispute, this disputed number, was causing a budget issue. And what I'd probably learn then is that fee certainty is important to this client. Now, with that information that there's a need for fee certainty on the client's side, I would then ascertain whether the client was otherwise happy with my services. If that's the case, then this is a relationship that we both want to continue in the future, which will permit us to resolve this fee dispute in a mutually beneficial way, such as by agreeing to spread the extra billing amount over a larger number of projects. So you've heard me correctly. I'm about to ask for more work from somebody who's upset about their bill as a way to avoid having both of us miss our numbers. See, they have a budget and I do too. I have a revenue expectation that I need to meet and they have a budget that they need to meet. So if we do another project together, they get more work done from someone whose work they're happy with and I get all my money. And the next time I'm having a sales conversation with this person or anyone else, I'll make sure to ascertain what the client expects from the representation and then be clear with them about what that's going to cost. That way, when they get the bill at the end, it's exactly what they expect. And the outcome that they get is also going to be what they expect. So that's the tip of the week. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.